This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 20th. God's word for you today is Innovative Advantage. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 78, verse 13 to 15. And it says, "For he divided the sea and led them through, making the waters stand up like walls. In the daytime, he led them by a cloud, and all night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them water, as from a gushing spring." When we look at the things that God did from the parting of the Red Sea to the parting of Jordan, those things can be expressed in one word: impossible. Remember, in this season, God said the things that we have called impossible, He will do them in our lives. The things that have been termed impossible will become a testimony in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And He is going to do them not with a creative energy, but He is going to do them with an innovative energy. God is going to do them by carrying you on eagle's wings. Remember, to be carried on eagle's wings is like standing on the shoulders of giants. It is an innovative energy. Beginning today, we are going to look at a couple of examples of how God took impossible situations, leveraged and used innovative energy, carried them on eagle's wings, and it became a testimony. Are you ready? The first example is from Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22, and Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. Please read. "The impossible problem they had was that their enemies had closed in on them. While their enemies had chariots and horses, there were about 2 million people on foot. How fast can they run? It was an impossible situation. On the other hand, there were wild animals in the wilderness, and they did not have a fence around them. They did not have any barricade because they were in motion. You do not build fences where you are in motion." It was an impossible situation. What did God do? God solved it with an innovative solution by taking what already existed and deploying it as their miracle. So, for that problem of being closed in by the enemy, God brought in a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day to separate them from the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will be separated from every enemy that is closing in on you by the pillar of fire and by the pillar of cloud in the mighty name of Jesus. And though the enemy was riding on chariots, the enemy could not close in, could not overtake, and could not overrun them, because the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud stood. Fire was not just created, it was an innovative deployment. The cloud was not just created, it was an innovative deployment. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the innovation that you need to bring about in your business that will separate you from the pack, heaven releases unto you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And the bonus there is direction. The pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day also give them direction and timing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.